Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations envoy to Libya says that despite Libya's internationally recognized government's rejection of a UN proposal for a power-sharing arrangement with rival Islamist-led authorities, the dialogue process would continue. Speaking in the Tunisian capital, Bernardino León says he came to insist that the process go on, that there is no chance for a small group of personalities to hijack the process. He adds that the majority of Libyans want a political solution and an end to the violence. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Paris Wednesday during a three-day state visit to France. He was joined by the French Junior Minister for Veterans beneath the Arc de Triomphe, where he laid a wreath on the tomb and then greeted French military members. Keita will spend 3 days in France, during which he will meet with the French president as well as with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The World Food Program's executive director says a lack of funds is hampering efforts to provide urgent support to Mauritanians and refugees fleeing instability in Mali. Itherin Cousin told the Associated Press Wednesday during a three-day trip to Mauritania that there is a funding shortage of $11 million. Security forces in Congo's Republic's capital fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters marching against a referendum they say is a ploy to extend the president's grip on power. President Denis Sassou Nguesso's critics accused him of seeking a referendum on Sunday to lift a limit to extend his term. VOA News.